Hey guys, Jason here from the US. I was talking to you a bit today about some of the cultural differences I've noticed between the US and France. I've lived here for about 1 month so far, and I've noticed some distinct differences that I'll talk to you about today. The first is the cost. Everything in the US is very expensive. Granted, you make more. You do make more money per month, per week, per year, but things are much more expensive. So on the grand scale of things, it is cheaper to live in France comparatively because things are less and housing is less and you make less. But overall, things are still more expensive when you compare the two of them to living here and living in the US. Some examples, parks. Parks here, just to go out for an afternoon, are free. Free, the zoo is free. In America, it costs approximately $18 for entrance into the zoo per person. So if you have a family of four and you want to get drinks and a snack and you're at the zoo, it can cost you easily $100. Here, free. You can bring some sodas with you, things like that. I mean, you could get some sodas there and some drinks and snacks, but it's not going to cost you anything more than, I'd say, $5 or $10 to enjoy a day at the zoo here versus about $100 in the U.S. One of the other things to do is here is cooking. When you go to the store and you want to get some quality ham or chicken or some quality produce, you're not spending what you would spend in America. For 1 pound of, let's say, ham, a good quality ham, you would spend approximately $11-$12 on that pound of ham. Here, it's going to be about a third of that price. You could spend €5, €4, you know, for a good size pack of ham, or, you know, some meat to put in a crepe or something like that. Also, produce. You're talking about tomatoes, avocados, onions. Those things are significantly less than you would spend in the U.S. For example, tomatoes are going to come in almost $2 a pound, where in France, you can spend €1 on a kilo of tomatoes often at a market, which to me is unbelievable because just to make a good salad in the U.S. with a bunch of healthy vegetables, let's say some carrots, some onions, tomatoes, cucumbers, you know, some cheese in there, it's going to be an expensive meal to put together, probably $30, $25, you know, for four people. For more than that, even if you wanted to add a protein in like chicken, you're going to add another $10, $15 onto the top of what you're spending already. Here, a great salad you can put together with some melon, some prosciutto, some jambon, some ham. All of those things are going to be very, very cheap to put together. So you can have a great salad for a family of four for probably less than 10 euros, maybe even 7 or 8, depending on what you like to eat. The other thing is healthcare. Healthcare here is amazing. It's free compared to what you spend in the U.S. In the U.S., you'll often spend per month, if you have a job and a family of four, well over $200 a month into a plan that you pay for, and you still have what's called a deductible. So this deductible, every time you go to the doctor, they charge you $40, $50, $100, $150, where in France, once you have the insurance and you go, I don't have the insurance here quite yet, but I've heard, as my wife is French, that you pay and then you reimburse completely. So it's actually free. And when we were here last summer, my son had an accident with his head and he had to get stitches, 2 stitches. He was in and out of the hospital within 45 minutes and there was no money necessary at the time of the service when he got the stitches. We did get a bill when he was back in the US and it was, I believe, $40, and that was with no insurance. That kind of thing is unheard of in the US. If you walk into a hospital or a doctor and have no insurance, you are going to pay an arm and a leg, or what's called, that's what we say when you pay a lot, you pay an arm and a leg. I'm talking $600, $700. I have a friend that was in an accident and she had some complications from a surgery. The hospital sent her a bill for $600,000. How is this possible that any one person can pay this? It's unrealistic. So this is the difference between here and the U.S. is they give you an incredible amount of care at a very low price here, and that's something that I can truly appreciate. And the other thing is, when I lived in Florida, you could drive for 6 hours, 7 hours, not see anything. The land is flat. There's not a lot of things to do. Yes, you would pass a couple of cities. One, it would have Walt Disney World. But for hours and hours, you would drive and see nothing. Often, you would get out of your house, and just to go to the movies or the beach, it would be an hour drive. There were no mountains in sight. Here in France, complete opposite. Everything that you could ever want is within probably a 30-minute drive. In the morning, we could drive 10 minutes and already be at the store, already drop our son off at school. Oh, it's incredible. You could drive 3 hours and be in Barcelona. You could drive 6 hours and be in Italy. You could take a train, a plane, and be in Paris. It's very accessible. That's what's the exciting part about living here, is that the country is so very rich in everything that you could do. There's not one day where you'd have to be stuck doing the same thing that you did last week. There's just such a diversity of things to do here. And the other thing is the balance. That's one of the reasons why I chose to move to France, is the balance of life is incredible. I mean, the employers really work you just 30 to 35 hours a week. That is approximately half of what you'd work in the US, you know, if you wanted to be successful. Many people that are slightly above the frontline or low-level employees that have a managerial role will often be expected to work 50 to 60 hours a week, sometimes 70 during the busy seasons. This throws off your whole balance of life. You know, it makes you spend most of your time at work away from your family, where I think they do it right here in France, where you're always working, you know, so much, and you also have almost the same amount of time to spend with your children, to spend with your wife, to spend with your friends and your family. That's what I love about this country, and that's why I lived here. So those are some of the cultural differences that I see between France and the US. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.